This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike Cugno's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, and you can watch Cugno on CBS4 and oftentimes on CBS Sports HQ nationally. So, Cugno, I'll ask you, I've asked everybody, essentially, have you seen enough from Mike McDaniel to say, yes, I would be thrilled for him to continue on, or no, I don't ever want to see him prowling the sidelines again for the Miami Dolphins, or are you in this camp that's like, hey, the quarterback underperformed and his best wide receiver was gone for most of the season and you can't make any kind of rash decision on Mike McDaniel after that season? He kind of kept it together.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the camp that because he kept it together down the stretch and made the tough decision of benching Tua, which kind of maybe turns the page on that chapter in Dolphins history. I'm of the camp of giving him another year and seeing what the next GM wants to do. So whoever the next general manager comes in, and give him a year with Mike McDaniel and then let him make that decision and see if that's the kind of football, the kind of style they want to play. I'm really interested to see what Mike McDaniel's offense could look like with a different quarterback, because at times Quinn Ewers and that offense looks good, and a lot of that has to do with Quinn's mobility. They can roll him out. It gives them options. You know, when unfortunately because of, you know, Tua's lack of mobility, I feel like when he rolls out, it's like everyone on defense, okay, just go guard a man because there was no threat to really run. And I think with Quinn, you do have that little extra added element. And that's why I would like to see the offense with another year and with Quinn or someone else under center.
It can't be Quinn. It wasn't even my question. There's no chance they bring Quinn back as the number one, Mike. Is that even possible?
Are you in a bathroom? What are you doing?
I said he's got a terrible microphone, but he's also in an Airbnb that's way too echoey.
It can't. Well, why not? What I'm looking for is just opening up the competition.
Wait a second, Cugno, because I'm watching him on video. So you made fun of the sound, and then Crowder started looking at the microphone as if he was going to fix something. I want to know what you were doing there, Crowder.
It's a button on the back that says pattern.
That sounds 1,000 times better.
Yeah. It sounded like you were yelling into the microphone jack.
I told you it was the setting.
The difference there was that he's actually talking into the microphone.
No, it's 100% the setting. Okay. He had the setting wrong.
Pattern.
Yeah, you sound 1,000 times better.
Solana.
You'll see.
All right. Go ahead. Re-ask your question, Crowder. I want Cugno to hear you in the delightful, dulcet tones of Channing Crowder.
There's no way, Mike, that they come back with Quinn. Just tell me that's not true. They have to do something. If it's a stopgap, if it's something, but you don't go into 2026 NFL season and say Quinn Ewers is our leader.
No, but I think you can. I think you can say Quinn's done enough and shown you enough that he can play in the NFL to where at least he's a backup. I like the idea of them opening up the quarterback position to competition just in general, and having someone go and fight for the job. I mean, look what happened. in San Francisco. They draft Trey Lance and they draft Brock Purdy. And all like the kind of, you know, talk there was Brock looked great in camp and then eventually end up beating Trey Lance to the job. Right. So that, or was it Jimmy Garoppolo? I can't remember at this point. I think it was Trey Lance. But you know, that's what I would like to see. We haven't seen competition opened up at that position for the Dolphins in a long time. We sort of went from Tannehill to the stopgap of Ryan Fitzpatrick to Tua.
I would say to all you guys, though, there might be a financial reality that you have to come back with Quinn Ewers, because if you really are done with Tua and you've got to eat all that cap and then you can't make any kind of maneuver to get someone worthwhile – just financially, I mean, Quinn Ewers is as cheap as they come. He's on a rookie deal. So just financially, you might be stuck with Quinn Ewers and say, hey, you know what? We'll give it a shot this season. He gives us, like Cuño said, more mobility than Tua did. It couldn't be much worse. And we'll at least have that year to get rid of the cap problem. And then we'll be able to make a determination about Quinn Ewers. I mean, ideally, I think you'd love to have him as a cheap backup. But there might be a financial reality that he's your starter.
Yeah, and look, yesterday's outcome is a little weird, too, with the Patriots. So it could kind of skew the way you look at Quinn, because he didn't have a full complement of weapons offensively, right? So that, you know, do they end up scoring on a couple of those drives, especially the first one, and maybe that first one coming out of the half? That game flips there because they end up having to chase after the turnover in the end zone and turnover on down. So they're chasing that whole game with Achan and Waddled and whatever other complement of weapons you want. Does that game flow change? So it's kind of hard to I don't know, judge Quinn on yesterday alone, but I've definitely seen enough to where you at least feel good about QB2 going into next year.
And Mike, this is my original question was about McDaniel. Just all we've heard, even like you're saying, we had the 2023 season and, you know, open it up, Denver 70-point game. We talk about it like it was yesterday, but also like the team discipline, the team identity, the stuff about their take, you know, we're taking ping pong tables out of this and guys aren't showing up. And then Tua's throwing his teammates under the bus. And, you know, guys, he even said it at what, before last season, during the offseason after 2024, he was like, well, guys don't care when I find them. That aspect to him being the head coach, minus the play calling, minus the on-the-field stuff, the identity of the team, and also the respect he has from inside the locker room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, but can't you say the same thing about going from 1-6 to making a run at the end? Doesn't that also show something that he was able to keep it together despite the slow start? Now, the slow start, if you want to criticize that's fair. They have to figure that out because it's a couple of years now we've seen these slow starts happen. But he does deserve some credit there for not letting the season completely get away from them. The final 4 weeks of the year, or really the fourth to last week, the last month, there was a chance to keep them alive. It was an outside chance, but he kept it together after a 2-6 start.
If he's back next year and it's looking like he's going to be, Mike, should he have a say in player personnel moving forward, roster acquisitions moving forward? And I take it a step further, just based on the reports of who the general manager candidates are, one could assume that, you know, his relationship with some of these guys, or the fact that he's worked with them or crossed paths with them in the past, is influencing who the Dolphins are going to end up hiring. Should that be the case? Should he have influence in other parts of the organization other than just head coaching moving forward?
Well, at a certain point, the chef has to have a say in the ingredients that he wants to work with, right? So I think there is on some level, no matter who the GM is going to be, that there will be some collaborative effort. Unless you get a guy in here who says, you know, I'm moving on from McDaniel right away, and this isn't the vision I have for a team, then that would be the whole essentially a sweeping change here for the Dolphins. I just don't see that. I don't see that happening. So yeah, I mean, he's the one who runs this offense, and you hire an offensive coach, so you don't have to keep hiring offensive coordinators every year because they get plucked by another team. So yeah, I think he does have to have some sort of say in what personnel fits this offense. And look, I mean, they've done a good job so far in terms of the run game. They've figured things out. They've made creative decisions with, you know, the Daniel Brunskills of the world, moving him to that sort of tight end, sixth offensive lineman blocker, and that turned the season around. So there is some proof of life there in that offense that when he's, you know, picking some personnel, they're having success.
And Mike, when's the last time like a big decision, who, you know, your pediatrician, CPA, financial advisor, just a decision you're going to make that in the middle of the night you say, you know what, I need Troy Aikman on my side. I need to make sure Troy Aikman's behind me. What's your, like, it blew my mind. I thought I got catfished or something online. Troy Aikman's coming to help us find a GM. What do you understand about that?
Yeah, that one's a weird one to me. I start to ask myself, does Troy Aikman want to get in the front office business? And is this his maybe first step in you know, dipping his toe in that? I don't know. I mean, he's been around the league a long time. Obviously, he knows a lot of people. He meets with all these teams, all these coaches each and every week as he travels around and does Monday Night Football. So he does have, I guess, relationships with some of these front office people and guys he gets to see on a weekly basis. That would be maybe my only thing. And unless they're hiring a search firm, I know sometimes you see that teams will hire search firms for coaches and stuff. So maybe this is that attempt. Instead of going through search firm, you just kind of use the expertise in the building with guys like Dan Marino as well, and then an outside voice, which honestly, you know, it sounds odd at first, because you're like, well, he's calling football games, but he's also a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's seen what winning looks like up close. He's won Super Bowls. So, I mean, more information is good, I guess.
I also think there's a new thing developing, which is double dipping from broadcasters and football players. Tom Brady does both. He has an ownership stake and a management stake with the Raiders, and he's a broadcaster. Troy Aikman, very well, because he's not giving up a TV job, which I think pays him $10 to $20 million a season. He's not giving that up unless he can do both. And I just saw on Twitter that Matt Ryan is up for the job with the Falcons, kind of president of football operations for Atlanta, but he wants to retain his role with CBS the way that Tom Brady is allowed to retain his role with Fox. So this may be a new thing moving forward where broadcasters get to double dip as advisors or front office people with NFL teams.
Well then my opportunity just opened way up.
Would you make, Cuno?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.